May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I like it in the call of prayer, it says, do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us. As we learn from the gospel today, that's one of the things that definitely happened. So anyway, this particular gospel, we're still, believe it or not, we're still on Monday, Thursday, and this particular, this section is known as the High Priestly Prayer. And we also learn very emphatically that Jesus did or does God's will. Nothing more, nothing less. God's will. So it starts off, Jesus prayed for his disciples. And he says, I made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. And then it says a little bit further down, now they know that everything you have given me is from you. And we remember, just like it was last week, remember about the knowing? Friends know what's up with each other. Slaves is back then. They didn't know anything. So, you know, Jesus is continuing with that, that we know about him, that we know about God the Father. So anyway, it goes on and it says, but now I am coming to you and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. The joy that we have is from knowing that Jesus Christ has died for us, and there's more, and I'll get into it. But we also know that when Jesus had to leave earth, you know, his human form, and go back into heaven, we know about the Holy Spirit coming on Pentecost, which is next week. We know about that. And one of the things, I think one of the most important things for us to learn is how he tells God, what he talks about being protected. He says, I'm not asking them, or I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask that you protect them from the evil one. Well, Jesus is asking God to protect us personally, not only his disciples, but all of his brothers and sisters, past, present, and even in the future. And he's asking his disciples to go out into the world, just as he asks us, but he wants us to be protected. He wants us to learn how to live in the world and with the world, but be different. Exemplify Jesus Christ and his way. But he does say, I'm asking for protection from the evil one. And this makes us think a little bit. We are protected from the devil. We have been saved by Jesus Christ. But he wants us to remain in the world even though it's hostile. And no, we're not protected from every little bitty harm or big harm that comes our way. We live in a fallen world. But that's what we're called to do. Even though we might get hurt or be in danger, we are to remain as his brothers and sisters and to realize that no matter what happens, in the end we have eternal life, but also to realize that it is our ministry, like it was for them, to go out into the world, and even with those people who do harm, we are asked by God, by Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, to witness, to testify to the truth, to testify to Jesus Christ. Why? Because God loves them. He loves the unredeemed just as much as he loves us. Does that mean he's pleased with their actions? No. But we all sin, so he's not pleased with us all the time either. But still, our ministry, our job, our call as Jesus' brothers and sisters is to tell them, to show them, or to testify to them the truth, Jesus' way. Protection from death is God's way of telling us we will live with him eternally. It's just not where we don't die and that's it. So even though we have people in our, like all of us have friends and family that have died, and yes, it's grieving, and yes, it's sad. There's no if, ands, or buts, and it's hard to get over, and all of us grieving in a different way. But we have hope. We have the joy of knowing, absolutely knowing, that someday we will be with them in heaven. We will be with them together in heaven. So it's not a total goodbye. It's just for a time. But in this high priestly prayer, we learn so many things. We learn how Jesus is obedient to God. We learn about the protection. We learn how the apostles believed in Christ, and their faith in Christ is what saved them. We also hear again about the care that Jesus has for all of his followers, and we remember that he's the good shepherd. And what is the good shepherd? He knows us, we know him, and he cares for us, and never abandons us, no matter what. Then we learn, Ascension Day, which was Thursday, we do learn that physically Jesus had to return to heaven. But Jesus knew that we and all of them were going to need help. So Jesus did. He asked God for protection for us. And he get it. So Jesus, then and now, he prays for his disciples, including all of us. Why? To have a relationship with God the Father. And what kind of relationship? The same relationship that Jesus had with God the Father. They are one. All of this takes work. And the work that we do towards the relationship we have with God is because we love him and we know that he loves us. In order to have a relationship, what do we have to do? If you have friends, what do? You pick up the phone and call them. You write a letter, you send an email, you do Facebook. There's so many different ways we can keep in touch now. For us to keep in touch with Jesus Christ, for us to keep in touch with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, we have to know the Bible. We have to study and listen to his word and practice living within God's presence. Anybody ever have a tough day and think you're absolutely going to fall apart at the seams? What I do when I have those days is I try to sit down and stop thinking about the problem and start thinking about the protection I have in Jesus. The Holy Spirit dwells in me as he does in you. And just wait for God Almighty to give me peace, to give me strength, to give me understanding, and to know that I'm loved and forgiven and encouraged on and on and on. When we live in God's presence, we have true joy. Is it 24/7? No, because we're human beings. We just can't do it, or I can't do it. When we live within the presence of God, we have peace, which can permeate the worst of days. When we live within God's presence, we do understand that we live in a fallen world, but Christ is with us and he never abandons us. And no matter how exhausted we are, if we live within the presence of God and in his loving arms, we're excited and energized to share him to exemplify him wherever we go. Also, in this particular gospel, we learn that we are made holy, not because we're perfect, because that is not true, but we are made holy because God has made us, and by believing in God's truth, by believing in his presence and in his word, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, but also our brother and our sister. So we are sent. We are sent to testify, to share, to talk about God's truth and his word. At this point in the gospel reading, they learn their new ministry. They learn that Jesus is leaving, but they will be protected. They learn, and we learn, that we're ready and equipped. And hopefully, all of us are willing. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that Jesus has done for us. We thank you for all the apostles who have written down his word, his ways, and all the gospel stories. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we celebrate next Sunday at Pentecost, and we ask that the Holy Spirit can just well up in us and give us the energy, the love, the excitement to serve you and to love you and to continue to know you more and more each day as you deserve and as you desire. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.